Says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. We can just think about that just a little while, and that's enough for me to just, I dwelled on that one for a long time, to be honest. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. I know there's been plenty of times in my life where I felt loaded and burning down when the battle was getting too hot, and then I would find myself down on the floor, my face buried in the carpet, crying out to God, asking the Lord please to help me, and then I would find myself running into that strong tower, the place where the devil can't seem to get to me, where I feel his arms just wrap around me, praise God. I don't know about you today, but I need to feel that more and more, praise God. The world today, they want to give you something, praise God, to just get your mind off of your troubles, to get your mind off the cares of this life, praise God. But how many knows tonight that we can run to the Lord, the one that is our strong tower, praise God. For the righteous run at the end and they are safe, praise God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, God. If I know I was going to feel this good, I got up a lot sooner. Praise God. I was talking to my cousin today, and he was raised around holiness, praise God. He said he's seen people healed, he's seen the power fall, he's seen them shouting in the parking lot, shouting through the doors, praise God. When they'd sing a song, you could feel something grab a hold of your heart. Said he's seen people run the pews, not just a little here and there, said they'd be taking full strides with their eyes closed, praise God. Said the Spirit was in control, praise the Lord. As he began to talk, he began to say, I wished I had that. He said, I wished I could have that. My dad looked at him and said, son, you know right where it's at. Right where you left it at, praise God. He thinks today he's got to have something to take his mind off this world. He thinks that he can't face this world without a little help. He thinks that he can't have it back, praise God, because the devil's got his mind so crowded up. He don't know whether he's coming or going, but how many knows tonight? I told him, praise God, that if he wants to find himself right there where the power is, praise God, it's in his power, praise the Lord. It's within his reach if he just wants to reach out and grab a hold of something, praise the Lord. That'll change the world. That'll change his heart, praise God. Where he feels something running through his soul, praise the Lord. Glory to God. I sure thought somebody here knew what I was talking about. Praise God. Do you know what I'm talking about tonight? When you grab the horns of the altar, praise God, and you feel the power running through the avenues of your soul, where you feel the burden of sin rolling off your back, praise God, where you're glad of where you're going, praise God, you're ready to tell somebody about something that you failed, praise God, that you can't explain, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Do you know what I'm talking about today? Do you know the love of God today? Do you know the power of God? There's power in that name of Jesus. Praise God. Glory, glory. Over in Philippians, we'll read a little bit. I'll try to get out of the way. Praise God, praise God. Just a few little verses. Chapter 2, we'll start at verse 9. It says, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Praise the Lord. I begin to read these scriptures just a little while, and all I can hear in my head is in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. How many knows tonight that there's power in the name of Jesus? There's glory in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. There's healing in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, death has to flee. Praise God. In the name of Jesus, praise God, the devils have to flee. Praise God. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we can have some victory. Praise God. Do you believe it tonight that there's power in the name of Jesus? That there's glory in the name of Jesus? That there's something in that name, praise God, that this world can't touch? If you never felt that power, If you never felt that glory coming down on you from the Most High Heaven throne, praise God, it's up to you tonight. It's up to you to get down, praise the Lord, to get a hold of something that this world can't give you. It only comes from Jesus.
Right.
Praise God. Right. Everybody wants to say, oh, you better back down, praise the Lord. We don't want no confrontation. I don't either, but I don't aim to back down either, praise God. How many knows tonight that if we stand for Jesus, praise God, Jesus will stand for you and I, praise the Lord. He'll be right by our side. No matter how thick the storm may get, Jesus will be right there. Praise God. We was talking at work the other day. One of them asked me, so what would you do in this situation? I won't go into details. I don't want to offend nobody. I said, well, I'll be honest. I can't do what you're saying. He said, well, why not? Said, if you don't do it, said, all these things is going to happen. I said, well, I'll tell you why. Oh, praise God. I know it wasn't me that answered, praise the Lord. Oh, God. I looked at him and I said, praise the Lord, the Holy Ghost said through my little old pitiful mouth, I said, if I looked at you, praise the God, and said that I'll do this, oh Lord, and I know that when I stand in judgment, I'll have to look Jesus in the eye and say, yes, I put my approval on that, praise the Lord. I don't know about you, but I can't do that, praise the Lord. Needless to say, the conversation was dropped and the subject was changed real fast, praise God, because I heard a message Sunday night talking about hell, fire, and brimstone. That one little decision, praise God, will doom your eternity. If we're not real careful, praise God, we'll go to a hell, praise God, that burns with the fire so hot, praise the Lord, a fire that burns forever, praise the Lord. Glory to God. I've heard it all my life, but I believe it was just ordained of God that me and Brooke go there Sunday night. Oh, praise God. I could hear it echo in my head. Hell, fire, and brimstone, praise God. Hell, fire, and brimstone, praise God. Oh, God made a devil's hell, praise the Lord, for him and his angels, praise God. But how many knows it'll be our home if we don't walk upright? It'll be our home if we don't live holy, praise the Lord. We'll go to that lake of fire, praise the Lord. No matter how many times you prayed at that altar, no many have, praise God. How many times you said, I believe. No matter how many times you say, I believe Jesus is real, except it's down inside of your heart, engraved upon the very soul that you have, you'll not enter in into heaven. Praise God. I believe it was Clinton and said, praise the Lord. Help us, God. He said, if you want to live holy, you'll live holy. If you want to sin, your body's going to sin. Praise God. Whatever you want to do is exactly what your body's going to do. You're in control of your body. It'll not do one thing that you don't tell it to do. Praise God. If you want it to live holy, praise the Lord. It'll live holy. Praise God. You want it to put down the bottle, it'll put down the bottle. Praise God. God don't make you do anything tonight, but you got to have that will in mind. And in the name of Jesus, we can have some power. Praise God. We can overcome today. Glory. Are you sure you believe tonight? Are you sure you believe in the true power of God? Are you sure that you believe, praise the Lord, that there's power in the name of Jesus? If you hear anything and remember anything tonight, just remember that there is power in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We're going to go to Luke chapter 10. Maybe by the time the Lord gets done, some of you might believe a little bit. Praise God. Oh, God, help us today. Luke chapter 10, verse 17 says, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you by any means.
That's right.
praise God, by any means hurt you. Glory to God. Boy, you sure feel it get tight on that one. Praise God. There's power tonight. Praise the Lord. But it says, notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Praise God. Are you excited tonight that your name is written in heaven? Are you 100% sure, praise the Lord, that your name is written, praise God, in that precious blood, praise the Lord, in that book of life, praise God? Are you sure tonight, praise the Lord, that your name is over there, praise God? Are you sure tonight, praise the Lord, that God has you in his number? Don't get too excited. But I know one thing. The more I think about going home, the more excited I get down inside my soul. The more I want to shine that lake of fire, because every day that goes by is just one more day that I'm closer to home. Praise God. We can go there if we want to go. Praise the Lord. Do you want to go? Do you want to make heaven your home? You better. There's only one other alternative. Glory to God. What choice will you make today? Are you going to trust in that name, Jesus Christ? Or are you going to lean to your own understanding? Trust the carnal mind. Trust what your heart tells you to do. Praise God. Oh, I just feel it down inside. I think this is all right. Praise God. I was talking to somebody the other day, making a pretty big decision for their life. All I could tell them was, you better be sure. You better make 100% sure that that's what God wants for you. Because you got family, you got friends that need you to be right in the center of God's will. Just as every one of us today, we got people in our lives that we can touch. And they need you and I to be right in the center of God's will. So God can use us to tell them something that might encourage them to come a little closer. Or God can use us, praise the Lord, oh, to convict that heart. Oh, with that great conviction, that condemnation that goes way down deep, praise the Lord. Something, praise God, that'll change the hearts. That'll change the souls today. For that is the power of God. Praise God. I don't know about you, but it says when you receive the Holy Ghost, you'll receive power, praise the Lord. That power is something today that'll reach down deeper than any man can reach. It'll go down deeper, praise God, than any word you can say. Just one word touched by the Holy Ghost is something that can do things, praise God, that me and you couldn't do in a lifetime. That's why it's so important today. I didn't even know I was going here, praise God, to get the Holy Ghost. It's something today that God can use, praise the Lord. Through you, it makes you a vessel, praise God, that he can use to reach down deeper, praise God, than just the ordinary man can get. It's the power of God, praise the Lord. It's something, praise God, that the world don't want because it costs something today. Oh, praise God, when we become sanctified before God, we can have that power to reach down and grab a hold, praise the Lord, of that old stony heart and begin to crumble it. Not by my power, not by yours or anybody else's, but by the power of God through the Holy Ghost. Oh, praise God. I don't know about you today, but I want to just believe just a little while that in the name of Jesus, anything can be done. Praise God. If I'm right in the center of God's will, it says all that I got to do is just ask and it'll be done. Praise God. Do you believe tonight, praise God, that there's power in the name of Jesus? Do you believe tonight that there's faith in the power of Jesus? Oh, you don't think you can have faith tonight? Praise God. How many times have you asked for a little more faith? Praise God. We ask and we ask and we ask. But yet we still ask the Lord and tell him that we don't want no trials. We don't want no hard times. We don't want to know what it's like to go a little hungry. We don't want to know what it's like to barely be able to pay the bills. Praise God. We don't want to know what it's like, praise the Lord, to depend on His name. Praise God. But if we ain't real careful, that's the only way that God can open our eyes. Praise God. And we pray against ourselves time after time after time. Praise God. It starts to get a little tight. Praise the Lord. And we think that we do something by our power. Praise God. We get a little more overtime. It's something that I've done to pay the bills. Praise God. We do this and we do that. Praise God. And we give man the glory. Praise God. God's trying to open our eyes so that we can see the real picture today, that He holds the world in the palm of His hand. Without Him, nothing would grow. Without Him, praise God, no one would have breath. Well, I assure you, this wasn't planned. Praise God. Do we believe tonight that God holds the world in the palm of His hand? Do we believe tonight that every leaf out there, He has got His touch on and He knows right where it's at? Every little blade of grass that you see, He makes it grow. Every little gravel that you see, He can tell you right where it come from. Praise God. When He made that rock that it was busted from, praise God, He can tell you right where the tree for this Bible stand was grown. He can tell you how many leaves it grown the whole time that it was alive. Praise God. He's that real today. God's that real today. Praise God. Do we believe on that man today? Do we believe in His Son today named Jesus Christ? Praise God. I don't know about you tonight, but I want to serve a man that's just like that. I want to serve a man that I know without a shadow of a doubt, when I need Him, He'll be right there. But I also know that when He needs me, that I have to be right there. When He calls me to do something for Him, that I have to be right there. I have to be to Him just what I hope He is to me. Praise God. When He calls me to go, I want to be right there to go. Praise the Lord. When I need Him to come in a split second, I want Him to be right there. Praise God. How can we expect Him to expect any less of us? Praise the Lord. How many knows tonight that in the name of Jesus, all the mountains can be moved in the name of Jesus. We can reach that lost person in the name of Jesus tonight. Praise God. We can do all things. I know your minds are running. The devil's telling you, what about this? What about that? What about this? Praise God. I can hear it right now. But I'm telling you right now that in the name of Jesus, all things are possible. In the name of Jesus, everything is possible tonight. Praise God. Oh, how many knows tonight? Oh, brother Ben sitting in that wheelchair, that ain't nothing too big for my God. Oh, praise God. I don't care how big your cancer is. That ain't nothing too big for Jesus. Jesus Christ. The devil's saying, oh, he can say that. Praise God. Oh, I can say that because I read it and I believe it. Oh, I believe that it's real. Do you believe tonight that there's power in that man? Do you believe tonight that there's power? If you don't believe it, I don't know how in the world your soul is ever saved. Praise God. Because I come to the altar expecting to find something. Praise God. Something deeper than I could do. Praise God. Something stronger than I'd ever felt. Praise God. To roll away my burden of sin. Something I tried to do on my own. Praise God. But I could not do. Praise the Lord. I couldn't find the peace on my own. Brother George gets up. Talks about being addicted to alcohol. I believe he says it's just an old drunk. But then he found Jesus. George, what happened to that addiction? You wasn't addicted no more, was you? It wasn't an addiction no more. It was the past. My grandpa, he was a true-born alcoholic. His daddy come back from the war, and that's all he done was drink. Said every time his daddy would come home, said they'd hide the knives and the forks, afraid that he'd use them on them. Said they'd run and they would hide. Said that's how I was raised, so that's how I raised mine. Dad said he remembered many a times having to fight his own dad because something had control of him. Praise God. It's not something that they're proud of today. But that's where sin had its grip on their lives, praise God. Sin, praise God, had the repercussions for generations and generations, praise God. He said he remembered the night that he come to church. Said he done a lot of work for some of the church people. Said they were just so nice to him. They know good and well what he was. Just an old drunk. Loved to fight, loved to carry on. They kept inviting him to church, being real good to him. So he said he thought he'd go one night. Went to his father-in-law and bought a half a gallon of moonshine. Said he drunk about a fourth of it before he went to church. Said he walked in and said he was pretty well drunk. Just bear with me. Said when I walked in, said I don't know what was sung or what was preached. He said, but I found myself at that altar. Crying with everything inside of me. Said, I went down a drunk man. Said, I came up just as sober as I ever was. Said, I was drunk when I went down. Said, I could barely walk on my own. Said, but when I came up, said, I was just as sober as I could ever be. Praise God. Said, he went home and got rid of that old moonshine. Said, he ain't desired another drop. He said, you can't tell me God ain't real. Said, I was raised away. Praise the Lord. They didn't preach a lot of the power of God. Said, but when I fell at that altar, I found something that he never found before. Though he tried time and time and time again, praise God, to get that old bottle out of his life. Praise the Lord. He couldn't do it on his own because God had a plan, praise the Lord. He had a plan that said, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, praise God. And I'll give you rest, praise God. You got something in your life today that's dragging you down, praise God. Just remember, there's power in the name of Jesus. There's help in the name of Jesus, praise God. There's victory in that name of Jesus. Praise God. Do you believe tonight? Do you believe that there's power in the name of Jesus? Do you believe tonight that Jesus can do anything that we need? I know it's something so simple. But as I begin to read and begin to pray, it's something that God began to show me. Though I said it, did I truly believe it? Praise God. Believing just ain't something you say. Oh, it's something you know down in the depths of your soul. That there is no question in your mind, no doubt whatsoever, that it's going to be done. Praise God. Believing that nothing is impossible. Knowing that nothing is impossible. Praise God. Do we believe tonight? That's all I want to ask you, is do you truly believe? You don't have to tell me. Just be honest with yourself just tonight. Just be honest with yourself. If you died tonight, where would you be? Praise God. It's in our power. It's in our power to go to heaven. All we got to do is just live holy. Praise God. Do exactly what the Lord says. Clendenin said a lot of people know the word as a book, but only those that are truly saved know the word as a man. Praise God. If you know that man, he'll tell you everything that you need to do. If you know that man, he'll tell you when you're doing wrong. He'll let you know when you're doing right. Praise God. He'll let you know what you need to get rid of. He'll let you know, praise God, where you need to go. Oh, Jesus ain't going to steer you wrong. Jesus ain't going to lead you astray, praise God. You just call out to his name, praise God. Just have that honest heart before him, and God will show you just right what to do, praise the Lord. It's something we've heard all of our lives, praise God. The older ones in here, no doubt, you've heard it for years and years and years, praise God. But the day that we begin to believe, praise God, that's the day that God can work with us, praise God. The day that we truly get a hold of that true belief down in the heart, praise God. The true belief down inside of our soul. God can begin to pour out the power, praise Lord. The Holy Ghost power today, praise God. That'll change this whole world. That'll rock the very foundation. People today say, revival can't come, praise God. It can't with that attitude, praise the Lord. If you want it, you can have it, praise God. Oh, how many knows today that God is still real? Do we believe it? Revival's still here if we want it.
That's right.
If Jacob wants revival, he can have revival. Praise God. But there's those ingredients that's required for us to have a revival inside of our soul. That's where I fail. I'll put it on me. That's where I fail. If I begin to get cold, begin to get weak, it lies at my hands to change it. If I want more victory, it's in my power to get a hold of more victory. If you want to feel the power of God like you once felt it, it's in your control to feel that power once again. If you want to reach out and get a hold of somebody and change that old heart, praise God, you can live in a way where God can use you, praise the Lord, where you can see His mighty hand begin to work. Praise God. I sure hope y'all more excited this weekend. Praise God. I ain't after your amens, but you can sure feel the drawback. Do you believe tonight? Do you believe tonight? Be honest with yourself. Praise God. I'll read a little more. I wrote these down, make it a little faster. Acts chapter 3, verse 6 says, "Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Praise God. You read that, and I've heard people say it. Said the apostles had a special anointing. Praise God. Only they was able to do that. Only they was able to lay their hands on people and then be healed. Praise God. Only they was able to lay their hands on people and then be raised from the dead. Praise God. Oh, you begin to get into that, and then it really gets tight. Praise God. But how many knows we can live just that away? Praise God. Not by my power or yours. Oh, praise God. Everybody thinks that, oh, if I get to doing too good, I might get the glory. Praise God. And then there's those that say, I want the glory. I want that power. Praise God. Because I want people to look at me. Though they may never say it, that's the intent of the heart. Praise God. Where are you living at today? Praise God. God can use you if you let Him. Praise the Lord. If we live in the way, praise God, God can use you and I. Oh, praise God. It's still real today. The devil don't want you to know that there's power in the name of Jesus. The devil don't want you to believe that if we believe upon His name, all things are possible. Praise God. I'll get out of the way. So John chapter 16. I'll read this and I'll let you pray. John chapter 16, verse 23. "And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily," this is Jesus, "I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, He will give it to you." We'll just leave it at that. So if we live right where we need to be, and we ask in the name of Jesus, Jesus Himself said that He'll be given unto us. So anything that you can think of, it'll be done in the name of Jesus if we just live right in the center of God's will. If you will, come and pray.